All right, Pinkies. Let's see if the old girl is going to start up today. Oh, away she goes. Poor old, we're in the 9/11 today. Poor old Dorian Gray has been sitting for, I don't know, 3 weeks maybe. And just started up just like a dream. Like a dream. This poor old neglected 9/11 needs a bit of work. Like its driver. The other issue I'm having is my garage door opener isn't either... There we go. The antenna's not working, or maybe the battery's low in my actuator. I'm not entirely sure what the issue is there. All right, we're off. Hello and welcome. I am the Faye Driver. This is the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. Not to be confused with Drive Time to Nopa, which you probably heard most recently on this feed. And this is not a But First, the Big Brother recap show with Big Fatty and Adam Burns. It's definitely going to be a sunglasses day here today. We are on a mission today, as with most days, we are on a mission when we're in this car or these cars. Today, I am going to my father's house, which is about an hour away, you know, on a good day, to deal with a bunch of things for my father. But I have many exciting things to talk about. We're going to talk about people and their cars. This isn't exactly going to be a garage episode, but I will be talking about people who have gotten cars or have cars and car problems. Tell you about the recent exciting things that have occurred for me and Mr. Anderson. And we're going to try to do all of that before I get onto the freeway. Also, we're going to have to take this car for a bit of a run, give it a bit of a workout. Go ahead. There you go. And see how the old... I've been driving around in these rough riding vehicles. That truck is pretty rough riding when there's not 10,000 pounds of weight loaded onto it. And this this little Porsche 911 is rough as well. So maybe that's why my back hurts so much. Not to mention the fact that all the roads around my neighborhood are being torn up so that they can build a bunch of new buildings, apartments, and we got these new recreation center, swimming pool / ice rink. So the roads are in a state. They're just in a state. All right, let's get to it. First of all, congratulations to RT Cruiser, who got a new Kia, what we would call here a Kia Forte. I don't remember what it was. It's got a special name in Australia. But congratulations, RT Cruiser, on your Kia Forte. It's like a sporty four-door sedan. Is it a four-door? I don't remember. It was quite a few weeks ago that we saw that announcement. Because, you know, I'm way behind. I have been a busy lesbian, as you know. All kinds of things have been going on around in my life. So trying to keep track of not only time and dates, but other people's business. So congratulations, RT Cruiser. Ranger John has been talked about his old. He's got a new Volkswagen Beetle, but he traded in that Fiat 500 and. The reason being was that he was having all kinds of problems with it. Starter problems all the time. And somebody told him that something related to the oil pressure is causing the starter to not function properly. This makes no sense whatsoever. There's no way an oil pressure could be affecting the starter. The starter is an electric device. There's no oil going to it. I still feel strongly if there's any kind of pressure system, it's the clutch pressure switch. I wonder if the lockout, I wonder if the safety, the starter safety lockout is related to the pressure in the clutch. Is it a hydraulic clutch? I still think that it's the neutral safety switch is what the official term is, which is a little switch that's usually underneath the clutch pedal. You press down the clutch pedal, the clutch pedal rod pushes on the neutral safety switch to tell the car the clutch is pressed in and it is safe to start the car. If the neutral safety switch isn't functioning properly or isn't being depressed by the clutch, or if you're not pressing the clutch in far enough, then the neutral safety switch will not activate. That's the only kind of a pressure switch. It would be a micro switch, or I'd be very surprised if Fiat was monitoring the hydraulic pressure in the clutch, if it was a clutch pressure in the hydraulic clutch making the neutral safety switch. That just sounds too bizarre. Mind you, it is Fiat, and they are likely to use the most bizarre methods for making that car work. Anyway, John, whoever told you that the starter problem was related to oil pressure is off their rocker. Off their rocker, John. Now, some other items not related to cars. Frequency mentioned in a recent episode of his that he was flying by the seat of his pants, and he wanted to know, what does that mean exactly, flying by the seat of your pants? Well, let me tell you, Frequency. Back in the olden days, when airplanes first came about and were used in the war, World War I, these pilots had no instrumentation. They were flying very simple aircraft, and they would refer to flying by the seat of your pants because they would fly by feel. They didn't necessarily have instruments to tell them what their attitude was or how much yaw they were putting in. These aircraft were very rudimentary. So the term flying by the seat of your pants comes from flying by feel. You're feeling in your bum what the aircraft is doing by feeling the shifts of the G's of the weight, much like what we do in the Porsche 911 when we're trying to manage weight distribution around a corner. You don't want too much weight coming off the front wheels because you might lose steering. You don't want too much weight being shifted around on the back end because you might impose a skid or oversteer. So we often drive by the seat of our pants because we're feeling in our bum and our feet and our hands what's happening with the vehicle, where the weight is moving around. And that's what they did. That's how pilots flew in the 19-aughts. They were flying by the seat of their pants. So there you go. There's your trivia for the day, courtesy of the Faye Driver. All right, so now there's been a lot of exciting things happening for me personally here in my life. You may have heard in recent episodes that I have announced my retirement. I am leaving my job next year, 2020 April, and going on to bigger and better and different things. So that I'm pretty sure you're aware of. But something I didn't tell you is, now here's the master plan, right? This is the plan Mr. Anderson and I have. We're going to quit our jobs. Well, he may not be, he might not be quitting, but I am definitely quitting. We're going to quit our jobs and sell all our worldly belongings, houses and things. Well, one house anyway. And live in a motorhome and travel around North America. So, as you know, we purchased this big mother effing Dodge Ram 3500 diesel tow machine. The tow monster, as has been coined by Sam in the hinterlands. So we got the tow monster. And what do you need if you're going to live in a motorhome for the rest of your life? Well, you need a trailer, of course. So we just recently purchased a trailer. So that was a railroad track there. Some of you may have seen the tweet I tweeted out some time ago showing the big monstrous package. The fifth wheel. We got a fifth wheel trailer, 32 feet 11 inches long. And I've been driving that around. It's been quite a bit of fun learning how to drive a fifth wheel trailer. I must say, I am very, very impressed with that truck. It just handles that 10,000 pounds, it's about 10 or 11,000 pounds loaded, weight with that truck. It's just been magnificent. I'm so happy with that truck. So that's been exciting. So Mr. Anderson and I took possession of our new fifth wheel trailer just about a week and a half ago from as I record this in the middle of July. And we spent a few days in the trailer. It was wet and not necessarily cold, but we did test out the functionality of all of the devices on that trailer. The furnace has a solar panel to provide electricity into the battery system. It all worked very nicely. unfortunately, I'm on my back road fun road trip here, and I'm following a very slow-moving truck. Got a great corner here. I could have taken probably 20 miles faster, but a little truck is in the way, so we're going to have to behave ourselves. So things are really moving along pretty smoothly here. We are all getting ready to pack up and move on and travel around Canada and the United States in 2020. So we're both looking forward to that, and everything's going just swimmingly. Just swimmingly. We've managed to find a, you know, we were looking for a long time to find a truck that we knew would meet our needs, and Mr. Anderson has had his internet eyes pointed, searching and watching and keeping track, and when new vehicles come up for sale, he jumps on them, and we found that truck for sale back in June. No, when did we buy that truck? April or May? And it's got just everything exactly what we wanted in the truck. And then we were waiting very patiently to find a motorhome to pop up, or a fifth wheel trailer to pop up. And Mr. Anderson, with his Google Eyes internet search, found us the perfect fifth wheel trailer. So everything's just falling into place perfectly. Now the only thing I have to do is get my father into some sort of assisted living home so that I can wash my hands of it and take off and let him be somebody else's problem. No, that's not entirely true. I still have to try to get my basement suite finished for my dad, but we have to look forward to getting him into some sort of a housing after we depart, when we depart. Sometime in the middle of next year, and then we'll be footloose and fancy free. Speaking of footloose and fancy free, somebody else who announced their retirement is Casey in Denver, and his partner. So congratulations to the both of you guys, being free and easy. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure it's the best thing ever. If you look at Big Fatty as a guide, you'll be sleeping late, taking nipping naps, and having gentlemen callers every single frickin' day. Speaking of Big Fatty's gentlemen callers, wasn't there one of the straight boyfriends was monitoring the Big Fatty gentlemen callers, and was there not a count? Was someone counting the occurrences of the gentlemen callers? Because I'd like to know what that count is. Like, the number's going to be pretty high. Speaking of BFO, he did have a question for me about cars that were... does a certain color of car attract the police? I suspect that Big Fatty got a speeding ticket on one of his trips to Atlanta, and because he's driving ruby red, probably he thinks that red cars are more apt to getting pulled over. Yeah, you know, I don't know what the data is. Someone's done a study or not, but I think you're probably right. I think I've heard in the past that red cars have more trouble with the police. So I'm going to say yes. Wow, dump truck just come flying out of a old farmer's road. Jeez. Don't let the dump truck go. Oh my God, don't you know the rules of the room? Now we got to get behind a dump. Some dude let the dump truck go in front of us. Oh my God. Oh, Pinkies, my life is so, so horrendous. I got to follow a dump truck now. Isn't that the worst thing ever? Speaking of the worst thing ever, congratulations and so much happiness to Sam in the hinterlands. I don't want to spoil any secret news, but we've been thinking about Sam in the hinterlands and her husband, who's had some serious medical issues, and things have taken a turn for the better for Sam's husband. So congratulations, Sam. I hope your husband is doing well and that he recovers as quickly as possible. I'm sure it's been an extremely difficult time for Sam in the hinterlands. So we're all thinking about you, and we need to get you back on. But first, so I think that's it for me for now. I'm still on vacation. I have another 5 or so days of freedom before I have to go back to my depressing job. Hopefully I'll be able to get some episodes edited and released, because I have a couple piling up. And then you can also look for me and other famous internet celebrities, international internet celebrities, such as Chris from New Jersey, from Tennessee, from New Jersey, Alex Lefebvre, and who else is on that show? Archer sometimes gets on that show. So look for us all there on Adam and Big Fatty's feed. But first, all right, that's it for me, I think. I am the Faye Driver. I'll be hitting the freeway here pretty quick, so no point in talking much longer. Maybe we'll play a bit of music. I haven't had music in ages. I'm just going to play you out with some music. Have no idea what's on the machine here. It's Enigma. What do you think of that? All right. Have a good day, everybody. This has been a very unsatisfying back road, country road trip in the 911. I've not barely got my RPMs up at all. So now we're on the freeway. So gonna have to find some other route to hoon it out on. All right, that's it. Goodbye. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Seventy mile an hour dinger.